listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, somehow sitting in the Razor Crest once more. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hi, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, looking for a snack and channeling his inner force. Gonna talk some Mandalorian and Grogu, yeah?
So we're in a weird place with Star Wars, because obviously the trilogy that we got pretty much tanked for everyone involved. It might have made money, although from, as we said from our previous season finale podcast, we don't think that the ninth Star Wars actually made money in theaters. I think it cost so much for them to make that it technically bombed. Even making $1.2 billion, it still bombed. But
you ever seen a franchise that's so beloved take the biggest tailspin ever? Good God.
Disney has not been doing well. So they're trying to recalibrate, and clearly they're like, let's not do Skywalker Saga movies for all. Let's focus on other stuff that works. So they have the Starfighter movie that's coming out in a couple years, which I'm hesitantly hopeful for because Ryan Gosling is in it, and he's usually dependable even if the movie's not great.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna see it, but I mean, I'm sure he was great in Barbie. Still, I hear
you gotta watch Barbie. You know. Barbie was good.
I know. My wife is saying we're gonna do that.
Whenever you get to it, we will finally do a podcast on it. Even though we're 3 years late on that shit, but
down.
Yeah, that's fine. But Mandalorian and Grogu is coming out because the Mandalorian TV show is very successful. Even though I thought the third season was complete ass, so. We got trailers for it. We've got a trailer before the Super Bowl. We got another trailer at the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of left feeling pretty cold about that movie.
Jon Favreau did a great job with season one. Season one, it was the Rogue One of the last 5 years of Star Wars that we had gotten. You know, it was that little gem that was like, damn, that was Star Wars. That was good. And then, you know, Disney's doing what they always do. Like, shit, I can market this. I can make money. Let's fucking go. And I don't know, man. Maybe it'll be good. I like Pedro Pascal, but I mean, he's everywhere now too. I was happier with him in Fantastic Four than seeing him in this. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, it's The Mandalorian is a show that I weirdly kind of equate to The Witcher, which I don't think you've actually watched most of that, but
season one did watch, and it was quite good.
So the first season of Mandalorian was a very episodic kind of adventure of the week, creature of the week kind of deal. And it was investing because, you know, you're just going week to week and you just watched the episodes and enjoyed what story you got and kind of learned about the character. The Witcher was the very same way. It was like you got the main character. Sure, there were some other stories with other characters, but you got the main character going week to week and he had his own adventure. But then Netflix, like Disney, saw that the thing that they were producing got successful. And they're like, oh, you mean people outside the core demographic we thought were going to be interested in this are actually interested in this? Let's make it marketable and let's not pay attention to what the fans liked about this show. Let's really get our little sticky, grubby fingers in it and be like Augustus from Willy Wonka and gobble up that chocolate, you know? We got to ruin this to make it better. And like The Witcher, we need to have an overarching story and get rid of all the weird stuff that people liked and just focus on the story. And in both cases, it kind of ruined what they had.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, you would think that not just appealing to what works for your fandom and try to expand it to get other people to would be an idea to, like, you know, get more of a approval of it. It is like the opposite when it comes to Star Wars, right? Like, if you fuck with like the lore, like that core base that was there is now not gonna be there, and you're gonna only be left with the fringe people that were there for the cute little Grogu.
That's the thing is, like, the first season they produced it all before it even came out, so when Grogu blew up big and became this toyetic thing, they doubled down on fucking Grogu for second season, and then even though his story was done, they had to bring him back for third season, and they had to use him to try and get people to watch the Book of Boba Fett. And it's this thing where the Mandalorian as a character should not be involved in lore. He's purposefully set on the fringe of everything. And the second you make him into a lore character, not only do you ruin his mystique, but you also get back to like, oh, it's another Skywalker Saga story again. And that's the part that people liked about the first season. It didn't connect to anything. It didn't have to.
Yeah, that's why Rogue One was so great. Like, you knew the story. Like, you knew that there was, like, this was a thing. And, like, you found yourself in the middle of that rooting for them to get out of that. And then you realize, oh, wait, none of these people are going to make it. Like,
yeah. Even though...
The Mandalorian, like, he was a lore guy. Like, he's the mystique. He's the you know, the bounty hunter behind the scenes. And now, like, you're making him the main character. And, like, cool, but, like, it's not what he's about.
Yeah. The parts of Rogue One that work best are the parts where it's just these people doing their own mission. And even though you know it connects to lore, it doesn't really connect in a way that has to feel like it's forced. The second and third season of Mandalorian are like if Rogue One, they then survived, and then immediately start palling around with Princess Leia.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You don't
yeah,
need that. Weird. And that's why the second and third seasons didn't work. And now I watch the trailer for the new movie. That's, I guess, a 3.5 season or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, sure, it's fun watching these guys go around and have adventures. And sure, the action looks frenetic. But there's no... Like, the trailers don't even provide us with a story. It's just...
I don't know what we're doing. We're fighting huts? Like, what are we doing? Like,
we're going around being bounty hunters, which would be great if that was all we were supposed to be doing with them. But it's like a worst of both worlds thing now. We both know that he connects to the lore. And now they're like, oh, but we can just go off and have an adventure. And I'm like... I don't care about either thing anymore.
Nah, and let's bring the kid along, you know, to sell t-shirts too. Like,
the kid that doesn't need to be there. I like Grogu.
He doesn't need to be there. I do too.
But
and
Grogu's
I like,
done.
I like what these characters are as a whole. Like, I really do. Like, I love Pedro Pascal as a Mandalorian. I love Grogu as a character. You know, even Ahsoka, you know, I love that. Like, this was all great stuff, but, like, you're doing too much again.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, it doesn't. I feel like if this movie had come out without Grogu specifically, if it had just been the Mandalorian bounty hunter or something, if this had come out after second season, it would be chef's kiss. That would be what we want. Him on an adventure doing something specific. But this coming out when it does, after the third season and the Book of Boba Fett, basically walked back all the story progress they made, and it's just the two of them being Sam and Max on an adventure. I don't know.
Just pals. They're pals, I guess. It went from like a fatherly thing, like, you know, of him finding some sort of attachment that's not, you know, a pistol or his crest or whatever that he cares about, to now, like, it's gone from a thing I gotta save to like a buddy that's always with me.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the same kind of draw anymore.
It doesn't have drama to it because, like, the whole point of the second season was he learns to be the father to this character and then let him go. But now that the character's back, the fatherly bond is still there, but there's no, you can't progress the story any further. Unless Grogu grows up at some point, Grogu's up, then, I'm sorry.
Good.
That wasn't good.
What a Grogu up.
Oh,
I'm going to use that. My wife's going to love it.
I'm sorry for her too. But unless, like, he grows up and they can do something with him, he's going to be a baby that follows the Mandalorian around, and that's their entire arc. There is no arc now.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, where are you going with this, too? No. Like, they don't attach themselves to the overall lore of, you know, Star Wars canon to begin with. They're a side story that you're making the main character. This ends with both of them or one of them dying or something. Like, what are you going to do with them?
We should, and it's fine if the Mandalorian eventually dies at the end of his story, but it would have been better if he did that after Grogu went off to be a Jedi and he was off on his own thing doing something else. The fact that they can't let grow of Grogu because they need to sell the toys, that's the problem, I think, specifically.
Yeah, everything's about the money nowadays, What can you do?
So I'm not thrilled for this movie. I will watch it. I will probably go and watch it in theaters. But I will tell you the thing that I'm looking forward to more, Mortal Kombat 2.
Bro, like that actually looks kind of exciting, right? Like, I mean,
Yeah, so. Ah, well, this has been Nuts Alive from Asteroid G saying, get over here. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul can't help but take the layup here. Finish him, and we're out of here.
See you all next time.